This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is March the 15th, and we start on this day in 1999, when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted a stacked class. On the ticket this year was Sir Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, and Dusty Springfield. McCartney's bandmate George Harrison was actually also inducted on March 15th, but 5 years later in 2004. He entered along with Bob Seger, ZZ Top, Prince, and Traffic. On this day in 1976, Deep Purple, then fronted by David Coverdale, wrapped up their current UK tour with a show at the Empire Theatre in Liverpool. After this, the band broke up and went on an 8-year hiatus. When they returned, it was with the famous Mark II lineup of the band. Also on this day in 1976, Kiss released their fourth studio album, Destroyer. This record featured the hit Detroit Rock City, of course, and became their first record to go platinum. And on this day in 2019, the New York Public Library opened the Lou Reed Archive. It was full of photos, recordings, and other media which documents his career. But for today's main show then, we're going to focus on a song that peaked on the Billboard chart on this day in 1980. Yes, on this day in 1980, 38 Specials hit Rocking Into the Night peaked at number 43 on the US Billboard chart. Now, okay, it might not have been their biggest hit, but it was the first for the band to break, and it certainly got them noticed, and it's got a fun story. I interviewed the brilliant Jim Peterick on episode 27 of Vintage Rock Pod. It's one of my favourite interviews of the entire series. Please do check it out if you haven't done already. Episode 27 of Vintage Rock Pod. Anyway, Jim was famously the founder of the band Survivor and the Ides of March, among many, many other things he's done. And he and the band wrote Rocking Into the Night with no intention for it to ever be given to any other band. But it did, as you'll hear.
And just talking about songs and some being passed on, I mean, one of the songs that you wrote that ended up being a hit for somebody else without you even knowing about it originally was Rocking Into the Night, wasn't it? You tell us about that one.
Yeah. I'd rather not talk about that. I will, but yeah, you know, this was like one of our spotlight songs when we played live. Rocking Into the Night, people would go nuts. And when we recorded our first album for Ron Nevison, the great producer who also did Jefferson Starship and Led Zeppelin and nobody big, you know, Ron was just a great producer. And at the end of the day, he said, I don't want you to put Rockin' Into the Night on the album. And we're like mystified. And he said, it's really not you guys. It's too Southern, too kind of Southern rock, you know, it doesn't fit the rest of the album. And we were kind of devastated, but Ron was God, you know, pretty much. Well, unbeknown to us, John Kalander pilfered a cassette tape of Rockin' Into the Night, just a rough mix, and gave it to a Spector, not Phil Spector, different Spector, Mark Spector. Mark Spector was actually sane, but Mark Spector loved the song, and 38 Special was looking for a single. Yep. For their second album, and they cut the shit out of it. It was just an amazing version. We never heard it though until we were actually driving down the street, and we hear New from 38 Special, and we hear our song, Rockin' Into the Night, and I was like, again, conflicted. Really nice to hear our song, but Frankie was livid that they had put it out, and it caused conflict in the band. So it wasn't a pleasant moment, but it did cement my relationship with 38 Special.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.